Hi, my name is Alexi. I am 26 years old. My birthday is August 15th, 1994. I'm a Leo. And I am an alcoholic. So I guess I'm like young for an alcoholic. There's less of us 20-year-olds out there than you might think. So my drugs like life started when I was like 13. I found a cigarette that was still lit and I smoked it, and I was like, and I drank some of like my family's beers and I smoked pot. I was kind of a crazy kid. I did have a crazy upbringing though in family, being Greek, and my dad was a chronic abusive alcoholic cheater, and my mom was a frantic mother who wanted to stick around. So my household was hell growing up, and so I turned to the things I love, which was getting high and skateboarding and like being rebellious, and I wanted to be the best at everything I did. So it wasn't just a little bit of rebelling, it was a lot of serious rebelling. I got kicked out of schools a lot, but ultimately I didn't feel like stopping like this lifestyle, and it only, you know, kept escalating the older I got. In fact, I wasn't even a huge drinker. I did mostly rave drugs and stuff. I was like a club kid, worked at a club scene, you know. And then I went to college. College didn't work out exactly. I went back to school for yoga teacher training, and I found myself at the age of 25 just kind of feeling like I was going absolutely nowhere, really. I'm an artist, so it's kind of common for us artists to not fit in this world and feel like escaping through other means or expanding our mind, as artists famously call it. And I'm making a comic book, which I've been making for a long time, but up until then, like, I wasn't really seriously working like on anything. Not myself, not anything for a career, nothing really that was very big boy or adult like. And I'm like a kid at heart, and it's kind of like my default settings. But one thing that was a real issue was the fact that I was just getting worse and worse drinking. Like, my self rules were starting to lift up. I would drive, I would, you know, get myself into trouble, fights. And I would wake up feeling awful, like nobody liked me, like I had no meaning in life. And I just couldn't help but like know and be aware through this whole time that it's a real bummer that my life revolves around this inanimate object, that it's automatically horrible if I don't have a sack or some vodka or some beer and tobacco and such. That really bugged me. I've always said, like, I'm the most unpatriotic stoner you would have ever met. People would come up to me and say, oh, like, don't you want to, like, smell this stuff that's, like, some really good weed? I'd be like, no, I don't care. Just smoke it, you know? Like, anybody want to, like, take a picture of us all with these drinks in our hands? No, just shut up and drink it, you know? Because I was like, I knew that there was something better out there. Now, something happened. It would be October 10th, 2019. Very auspicious date for me, where I finally was just like, I'm gonna give it up. A week before that, I quit smoking marijuana and cigarettes too, but alcohol was really the thing that just made everything get worse. All my relatives would say, like, you were pretty moderate until you started drinking like a maniac. And I just realized, like, I need to, like, you know, fill my body with better fuel, and I don't really need this stuff. And so I jumped right in. I, like, pleaded to the heavens above, like, you know, please, I want to do this time. Because I'd tried a million times before that, and the next day I would just not want to quit anymore. And I joined AA. I got a bunch of new friends really fast. I got involved really fast. In fact, I'd say that doing 12-step work without even 2 months was one of the saving graces that kept me around, because having missions to do is, like, really good for me. So I would come down to the intergroup and answer the phones, and they started seeing that I was getting the hang of it and I was earnest. So they started saying I could do, like, more things and have more responsibilities. I've called everybody on the 12-step call list, and it might sound tedious, but at times just doing that was the best thing to do to stay sober, because sobriety involves life. Life is long and dull and sad and exciting at times. And frankly, I think that everyone is just searching to find something to occupy their time with. It's unfortunate that I thought that drugs and alcohol were the ultimate things to satisfy, but now I realize that there's even better things, much better things. The simple things are really good and awesome. And so now I have about 17 months or so, and I have a job. I have moved out on my own. I'm working on my comic book every day. It's getting closer and closer. I have a lot better friends. I'm a lot healthier. I have so much more energy. I can see things very clearly, and my maturity has grown. I'm really well equipped at dealing with crises, even from all I've been exposed to. Really, AA is kind of, to me, like a big collective clan of, like, various people with different skill sets, much like a karate studio. Everybody there is trying to be a good guy. We're trying to achieve self-actualization or tranquility or contentment. And we're practicing our techniques to be impervious to negative things, or as strong in the face of them as possible. And I'm not perfect. I have even more to learn than ever now. And if it wasn't for AA and for getting the hang of this sober thing to some degree, then I wonder whether I would be doing absolutely nothing good with my life right now. When I was in high school, I used to say, oh, I'm going to do something, and then I didn't. And now I'm like, man, I'm doing something.